This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Investigators are treating an incident at a Pennsylvania Trump rally as an assassination attempt. Details from VOA Steve Herman.
Authorities and media reports say one person in the crowd died and another was wounded, while the gunman, who was on a rooftop outside the venue, was shot and killed by the Secret Service. Trump raised his right hand toward his neck as shots rang out before ducking behind the riser. With blood on his face, he stood back up and raised his fist before Secret Service agents escorted him from the podium. A campaign spokesman says Trump was taken for a medical evaluation and he is fine. President Joe Biden, spending the weekend in his home state of Delaware, quickly condemned the violence.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
In an interview, this man, Chris Takach, says that he was in the area when the shots were fired.
The bullets rattled around the grandstand. One hit the speaker tower, and then chaos broke. We hit the ground, and the police converged to the grandstand.
The White House says that President Biden spoke with Donald Trump after the apparent attempt on the Republican's life. President Biden, who was in his home state of Delaware, is returning to Washington early in the wake of the suspected assassination attempt of former President Trump. Before Saturday's apparent attempted assassination of former President Trump, there have been multiple instances of political violence targeting U.S. presidents, former presidents, and major party presidential candidates. Presidents Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy were shot and killed by assassins. President Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and George W. Bush survived assassination attempts as well. This is VOA News. Horrific scenes are unfolding in the Gaza Strip after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday killed at least 90 Palestinians in a designated humanitarian zone in Khan Yunis. Reuters Elena Rubens reports.
Displaced Palestinians flee. Ambulances race amidst clouds of smoke and dust after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit the designated humanitarian zone of Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza's health ministry said. Israel said the airstrike was targeting Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Deif, as well as Rafah Salama, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade. It was unclear whether Deif was killed. A senior Hamas official did not confirm whether Deif had been present and called the Israeli allegations nonsense. It is unclear how the strike would affect ceasefire talks underway in Doha and Cairo.
Russian shelling of Ukraine has killed four people as the two countries exchanged drone attacks, one of which set ablaze a Russian oil depot. Ukraine has in recent months stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals in an effort to slow down the Kremlin's war machine. Moscow's army is pressing hard along the front line in eastern Ukraine, where a shortage of troops and ammunition in the third year of war has made defenders vulnerable. An oil depot deep inside Russia's southwestern Rostov region was set ablaze Saturday in the latest long-range strike by Kyiv's forces on a border region. Rwandan President Paul Kagame wrapped up his re-election campaign Saturday, 2 days before voting takes place on Monday. The incumbent faces two opponents who say he is overstayed. Kagame tells reporters that his supporters want him to run for another term. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo tells us more.
Kagame faces two other candidates, including the Democratic Green Party's Frank Habineza. Habineza told VOA he successfully campaigned in most of the 30 districts across the country recently, and voters have been more enthusiastic this time around.
I'm giving them hope that at least after the 30 years, we need something different.
Kagame joked at the news conference that he never wanted to be president, saying that it was his party that insisted he get into the race in 2000. Decades later, his supporters tell him they want him to run for another term.
You know, these people who made to be president are telling me they still wanted me to be president.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Kigali, in Rwanda.
North Korea has threatened to boost its nuclear fighting capability and make the United States and South Korea pay an unimaginably harsh price as it slams its rivals' new defense guidelines that it says reveal an intention to invade the North. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.